Now this table here is coming out of the little Brimble comb book. The actual numbers that are put into here, these were from the first edition of Brimble comb because I just checked before I did the lecture. They're slightly different in the new edition of Brimble comb. Not interested particularly in the numbers themselves. We need to know where things are coming from to understand why we've got that difference in the composition of the ocean and the river. So over this side is the reservoir. This is our inventory, so we've got a very large amount of chloride and sodium present. Over on the right-hand side of the table, we've got the lifetime. So we can see we've got 131 by 10 to the 6th years for the lifetime of chloride. So it's got an incredibly long lifetime in the ocean. The columns going river, air, other, and carbonate deposition. River is looking at the inputs from the river. Air is looking at the balance, and the balance usually is in terms of losses to the atmosphere via that bubble bursting mechanism that we talked about a few lectures ago. Carbonate deposition is when we drop carbonate out. Now we can cause it to be taken out of the water column and transformed into a Great Barrier Reef, but we can also say that the concentration of carbonate and the concentration of calcium are actually exceeding the solubility product, and so we would expect calcium carbonate to precipitate readily. So there are some places in the world where calcium carbonate actually precipitates the little globules on the bottom of the ocean floor. So this is the carbonate deposition, which is then going to be removing calcium, magnesium, and carbonate. Now the other box includes ion exchange, which will be cation exchange with the sediment. It's hydrothermal, which are the hydrothermal vents which we find at the bottom of the ocean. So these now are many volcanoes effectively sitting at the bottom of the ocean floor. And these guys have a major effect on the iron budget in the ocean. So you might think they're just sort of one-off little freaky things that they can send submarines down to and do some cool stuff with. No, there are actually lots of them. They change the ionic budget of the ocean quite substantially. And pyrite burial, this is in particular in the coastal areas, we get massive deposition of pyrite. So why East Trinity was a major acid sulfate soil site was in the times not long past when there were sediments being deposited there, there were vast amounts of pyrite being deposited. And it was simply then that they drained those deposits and put pyrite in contact with air that they generated lots of sulfuric acid. So it's a common process going on in the regions around the coastal areas where we've got lots of iron, lots of sulfur in the seawater, which we saw in, down here. You can see we've got a major inventory of sulfur in seawater. And if you use organic matter from pieces of mangroves and a few bugs, you can rapidly form pyrite. So what the other column influences then, it changes the sodium and the magnesium budgets via ion exchange. We find that the pyrite burial changes the sulfur balance. The potassium is changed via the ion exchange. And the interesting one is the calcium and the carbonate. These are positives, so we actually get additions. So the processes going on there are the hydrothermal vents change the calcium budget, and they actually put calcium in. And the pyrite burial, due to the way the process occurs, it actually changes the carbonate budget, okay, and it puts carbonate into the system. So when we look at this combination of the different inputs, the different loss mechanisms, we generate the different composition of the oceanic water relative to the fresh water. Some of these ions, these mechanisms occur over very long periods, so we get very long lifetimes. Other ones, we have relatively short lifetimes because these mechanisms remove the material quite quickly. And as a result, oceanic water is not simply evaporated river water. You get this major change between what's going into the river and what we find in the ocean. So I want you to have a good read of the little Brimble comb book. That's where this content is coming from. I need you to put that together.